Good evening and welcome to the annual Board of Supervisors joint meetings with the Citizen Boards, Commissions, and Authorities. Today is April 24th, 2025, and the time is now 6:34. Please rise and join me for Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And we'll begin roll call beginning to my left.
Bill Genoway.
Greg Wax.
Brett Antique.
Greg Phillips.
Tina Garzillo, and in the wings we have...
Tony Hamaday, Township Manager.
Amanda Lackey, Assistant Township Manager.
And Supervisor Carol Kenny is unable to be with us this evening. She is out of town. For Chairman's comments, I have no comments for this evening. We're going to dive right into our first presentation, and we have with us this evening the Board of Community Assistance. And please introduce yourself, and the floor is yours.
Sure. My name is Brett Montique. I'm the chair of the Board of Community Assistance. We all know each other, but for those who might be watching, the Board of Community Assistance takes donations from Valley Forge Casino and Resort each and every year, and then, thank you so much, and then distributes them or makes recommendations to the Boards of Supervisors to distribute those funds between nonprofits, sports organizations, and high school juniors and seniors who live and reside within Upper Merion Township. We actually had our meeting last night. We are ready to propose to you guys our recommendations, which we will do at the May Board of Supervisors meeting. Oh, you're good. Thank you, Jerry. Perfect. So of this year, we are recommending, and I won't go into all the details here, but we're recommending that we distribute $211,890. We've received 44 applications for 501c3 nonprofits. We are recommending 38 awards. We received 2 applications for sports. We're recommending 2 awards. And we received 24 applications for scholarships, and we're going to be recommending 17 of those. And just as a quick sort of reminder, for the scholarships, we have, in essence, 3 levels of scholarships. We have the Von Steuben, which is a $10,000 scholarship. We have the Ronald G. Wagaman scholarships, which are $5,000, and then any other ones would be between $1,000 and $4,000 at that point. The only other thing that I will add, and then I'll answer any questions, is every year I give a presentation to the Upper Merion School Board, and every year there's at least one very determined school board member who begs me to ask the Board of Supervisors to consider offering the scholarships to students throughout the entire school district, including Bridgeport. Currently, that is not in the bylaws of the BCA. So I'm just politely passing along that message from a very persistent member of the school board.
Greg, would you like to lead off with questions or comments? You're the liaison?
No questions per se. I'll just say that I've been liaison to the BCA since its initiation. I think that the amount of work that has to be done in a very short period of time is substantial. I know it's substantial, but it's also impressive. What I really enjoy is hearing the conversations among the various BCA members and how they ultimately come to decide which organizations are going to get which amounts of are going to get grants and what the amount of that will be, as well as the scholarship conversations. And sometimes, you know, I certainly read all the applications as well myself, and I come in with my own opinions, and I normally don't say anything, but I like it when there's a conversation with the BCA members and something comes up and it actually sort of changes my mind on whether or not an organization should receive something. And there was an example of something that came up this year, and I haven't told the BCA members, I probably won't tell them, but where I didn't think this organization should receive a grant, and the BCA members were talking about why it should, and literally changed my mind. And I didn't chime in, but it's good to know that if that is happening to me, it is happening with other BCA members as well. So at the end of the day, I just want to take a moment, obviously, to thank the members and also to thank Valley Forge Casino Resort for its extraordinary generosity. By the time all the checks are handed out at the end of this year, Valley Forge Casino Resort will have provided over $2 million in organizational grants and scholarships. And we're very fortunate to have that relationship with a business that has been so good at giving back to the community. And we're fortunate to have extraordinary members of the BCA who really have to do their homework to serve on this board. That's all I got.
Do you have anything you'd like to?
Thank you for all the hard work. And I know this is a lot to go through, but I'm really pleased with what's been going on.
I would simply add that this program's unique among the casinos in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. And I think to Greg's point, we really do have to be thankful to the casino operators for continuing the program. And admittedly, we did put it into some of the parameters when they came to Upper Marion, but it by the same token, it benefits the community. In something that most of those people that receive this award will not be people who go to the casino or use that type of facility. So I think people have to understand, or residents have to understand, that this is a balanced program, so to speak, for the community in giving back to things that are not casino oriented as well. And it helps all the different groups in the community. So. But thanks for your hard work, too. I know that just from what you and Greg shared over the years, there's a lot of work to review all those applications, and I don't think you get the kudos you deserve for all that extra research that you have to do and the extra work.
I appreciate that. Thank you. I will note that hopefully none of our scholarship winners go to the casino, because that would be problematic for the casino.
Yes.
And I remember a conversation years ago about what this was supposed to go to. And the conversation was with David Caron. And David says, you know, we really do need to have scholarships. And I said, well, how does that impact the community? And it was a rhetorical question. Yeah. I knew what he was going to say, and he gave the right answer. And lo and behold, a year later or so, we began to do that. So, you know, to Greg's persistence of getting those in, that's something that's extremely valuable as well, because the youth are the future. And if they understand through their service programs what value they bring to the township, it doubles the value of that program.
Yeah, and without giving away any of the award winners at this point, I will say that the scholarships this year really kind of stepped up their game. As a refresher, they're required to do a community service project. And I will say there will be a lot of informational classes and learning opportunities that our students will be giving over the next year due to these scholarships here. So that's actually really, really exciting to not only benefit the high school students, but also see it trickle down to some middle school and elementary school and even pre-K students at that point. So that's really exciting, because that's what we want to do. We want to build a better, stronger community. And if we can get some multi-generational goodness coming from this, that's a home run.
Yeah, I agree with all the comments that were made. Do you have something?
I just was going to say, you just mentioned something. Can you mention to the people at home that may not be aware that it's juniors and seniors?
It is juniors and seniors, and it was split pretty evenly this year between juniors and seniors. We are going to keep it as juniors and seniors for next year. It might change at some point in the future, but for the time being, it will remain open to both juniors and seniors. I will say, students who do it as a junior have a lot more time to get it done. So if I could advocate to anyone watching at home, if you have a sophomore in high school currently that'll be a junior next year, I'd really strongly encourage them to apply, because you have so much more time to get that done. And as the parent of a high school senior, they're running around doing the water gun senior assassin thing and trying to go off to college and all those good, wonderful things. And sometimes those paying back to the community, it doesn't go away, but it maybe falls slightly down the priority list for our seniors.
And they have other things on their mind, other priorities that they have. Yeah, they're under the wire to
get
things accomplished.
That's a lot of priorities, yes.
Yes. Yes. I was interested, and I concur with all the comments that were made, that it's definitely a benefit to our community. Were there any of the juniors that had applied last year that reapplied as a senior this year? Did that happen? Because I know now they have that possibility.
There were several people that did. And again, I don't want to give out the recommendations. What I would say is there were a couple that were successful in obtaining a secondary scholarship, and there were a couple that were not successful.
That was actually also one of the more interesting conversations yesterday evening, when there were discussions about, well, if I'm going to give a scholarship to a senior who received one as a junior, this is what I'm looking for. And somebody else said, well, in that case, this is what I'm looking for. And it was just really fascinating to listen to the perspective of the various BCA members, what it would take to basically allow a student to double up and receive more than one scholarship.
Yeah, and I think, without speaking out of school, the takeaway from that, and Supervisor Wax can correct me if I misspeak, is the board as a general basically said, if you were awarded a scholarship as a junior, we would like to see you step up your presentation or your community service for the next year at that point. What I would highly recommend not to do is, I did this program last year, and I'm going to do it again this year. We were looking, if it was good last year, what new can you do?
Yeah, that makes sense. And there's also, I was thinking about just the benefits of, so for the nonprofits and the sports organizations, for them, there's a ripple effect as well, that they don't have to raise for the sports organization specifically. They don't have to raise the rates that they're charging the families to have their children participate in the sports, because the grant will help fund some things that maybe they're needing, and they would have to, without that, they would have to offset that with possibly raising the fees for the families. And so, right, this helps keep those fees down. They're able to get equipment that they may need, and maybe they had to postpone and don't have to any longer. So there's a ripple effect that happens with this as well. It's not just the direct payment of the grant. And yeah,
there's countless good things that are done with these funds here. So it's always fun to give away someone else's money, but it's even more fun to do it when you know it is impacting so many of our citizens.
Yes. Thank you so much for the dedication that you put into this, and as has already been mentioned, there's so much time commitment going through these, and I know that you've stepped up every year with making sure that you vet things properly. And it's not just reading an application; you're contacting organizations to make sure that they're in agreement with specifically the students during their community service with different organizations. So it's a time consuming adventure that you
I'll make one other quick note. I'd be remiss if I didn't make a special thank you to our former member, Mr. Ronald Bailey, who was running Valley Forge Casino and Resort. He has been promoted to Louisiana?
Norfolk. Yes,
thank
Virginia.
You. Virginia. And in his place, we were able to work with the new person who was running Valley Forge Casino and Resort, which is Martha Morales. She was lovely and a gracious host. She also is going to be reaching out to Tony to learn more about the township and the community that she's now living in part of. So
it'd be wonderful for her to come in for a meeting with us.
Yes, make a connection.
Make a connection.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, put that up last night.
Yes. Yeah, that would be wonderful. Comments or yes? Okay. Well, at this
one more.
Okay,
so
please.
In years past, we have sometimes had a second round for organizations. Is there anticipated that that will happen this year?
We could, in theory. However, there is a minuscule amount of $1,692.36 left, so we are most likely not going to be holding a second round.
Yeah. Okay.
Just roll that over into the
hold over till next year.
Year. Yes.
Yeah. Yep. A great question.
At this time, then, we will recess, and we will be back shortly, and we will be with the Zoning Hearing Board. Thank you.